From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter has called on Turkey to stay focused on the fight against the Islamic State group and not to engage with U.S.-allied Kurdish forces in the region.
We very much appreciate the efforts of both partners, Turkey and the Syrian Defense Forces, in the fight against ISIL. They've both made material contributions. We've worked with both of them.
The Turkish military and its Syrian rebel allies are in the sixth day of a campaign designed to drive IS militants and Kurdish YPG members out of the border town of Jarablus and its surrounding area. The U.S. says Kurdish forces have given assurances that they will return east of the Euphrates River. Testifying Monday at her impeachment trial, suspended Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff denied allegations of manipulating government accounts. Ms. Rousseff addressed the Senate, repeating her claim that the impeachment drive was a coup. She's accused of taking illegal state loans to cover deficits in the budget. She warned senators that history would judge them harshly if they ousted a democratically elected leader on false charges. FARC rebel commanders have ordered the final ceasefire in Colombia beginning Monday as part of a peace agreement with the government. FARC and the government have been negotiating a permanent accord for the past 4 years in Cuba. The agreement was reached last week to end 52 years of fighting between the Marxist rebel group and various Colombian governments. Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos said the military will also lay down its arms against the rebels. This is VOA News.